Hello and welcome to IB Careers, Start Your Future Today. I am your host, Adina Molnar, a recent business school graduate. Each episode, I'm sitting down with career consultants and recent students from the business school to talk about how students can best prepare for their career journey and what steps they should take to do that. Thank you so much for listening, and I hope you enjoy the show. For the first episode, I'm very happy to have Liza Umenyora, who is the Executive Director of Careers at Imperial College Business School. She's responsible for the strategy and the leadership of Careers Department, including Careers Consulting, Employer Relations, Information Resources, and Global Study Skills Support. Liza is a senior leader with over 15 years experience within higher education and career services, focusing on strategy development, program innovation, and change management. Hi, Liza. Welcome to the podcast, and thank you so much for being here.
Thanks so much for having me, Adina. Pleasure to chat to you.
It's exciting to start the podcast with you, so let's get started. Can you tell me about the career service?
Yes, absolutely. So Imperial College Business School Careers is distinct from the career service at Central Imperial. They really support on college-wide students, particularly at an undergrad level, and focusing obviously on medicine and engineering and science-based roles. The good news for students is that they can access college-wide career events. But for all other career support, they should come and engage with us at the business school careers. So we're dedicated just to supporting students at the business school. And we're made up of a variety of different teams. We've got our careers consulting team, our employer relations team, the information resources team, and our global skills development.
Yeah, we'll have separate episodes on all of those. So for details, watch out for future episodes. And what does the career service do? Can you tell me more about that specifically?
Yeah, absolutely. So really we focus on two main activities, as you would expect a career service to. The first really is sort of external facing. So looking at how we can build and develop sustainable and ongoing relationships with employers that want to hire our students or companies that our students are aspiring to work for. And then the second thing is really focusing on the student-facing support, preparing our students so that they can be really competitive in the selection process that's run by those employers.
Tell me more about the student-facing support.
Yeah, absolutely. So in terms of student-facing support, we provide advice and guidance that's tailored to students' individual career aspirations. So there's a wide variety of support available, which includes things like online career modules, career and leadership development modules, and also lots of one-to-one support to focus on a range of topics like career planning or reviewing CVs and cover letters. Maybe students want to practice their elevator pitch or review their LinkedIn profile. Obviously, we do help students with mock interviews and case interview practice. And also they might need to be practicing for technical interviews as well. So we can support with that. And then, of course, once students gain an offer, we help them to negotiate the best offer possible.
So you really take students through from the beginning of an application process or even career development and exploration process all the way through to negotiating offers and interview processes. That's really, I think, what sets the Imperial College Business School careers apart, because you really focus on all aspects. And I remember doing the online modules before coming to campus, which was slightly crazy at the beginning, but now in retrospect, it's so worth it. And it really prepares students to be ready to start their career journey once they come to campus. So we'll talk a little bit more about that. The other aspect of what you guys do is employer engagement. Mm. Can you tell me more about that?
Yeah, definitely. So we offer a first-class service to our corporate contacts, our students and our alumni when it comes to employer-facing support. We connect employers to business school students through a variety of bespoke activities, which might include guest lectures. We have industry specific careers fairs. We have a number that run through the autumn and also further fair in the spring. We have numerous recruitment presentations that take place, particularly through the autumn term, but also some in the spring term as well. There's lots of networking events. There's, of course, the student clubs as well, which we encourage students to become involved in. They're student-led careers clubs. And then we also hold industry-specific events so that students can gain a deeper knowledge and widen their commercial awareness of a particular sector. And that's really important. That's something that employers always tell us is key and so crucial when students get to interview is, are they actually aware of what's happening in that industry and some of the trends and the current situation? So ways we do that might be some of our In Focus events, which take place on Saturdays through the autumn. We might offer one-to-ones with industry experts from a particular sector. Case study practice, and then things like sector drop-in. So for example, students who are wanting to go into the finance sector or the consulting sector, for example, would need a different type of guidance and support from each other. And then we also run group sessions to review current business news to help students be familiar and to help them practice talking about what's going on currently in the industry.
Yeah, so really there's always something going on that's career related, especially in the autumn term. This is something we'll address later on in the podcast in separate episodes. We'll have episodes on recruitment presentations, career fairs, and the milk round. So watch out for that. As you mentioned also before, the online services, it's not just the online modules that students are encouraged to do beforehand, but it's also the services that are available to them throughout the academic year. What kind of services are these?
Yeah, absolutely. So thanks for raising those. So all of the work that we do, whether student facing or employer facing, is all underpinned by really a huge wealth of fantastic career e-resources that help students with initial career ideas all the way through to negotiating a job offer. So there's all sorts of things from industry guides and company information to access to industry experts for informational interviewing. We have practical resources to help students with online case study preparation, particularly for students looking to go into consulting, for example. And then online psychometric tests to help students prepare for the recruitment process and, of course, the interviews as well. And then students also have access, for example, to Wall Street Prep. That's something that's particularly useful for those considering a career in finance as well.
Yeah, that's really worth checking out. So an advice to the students listening, online services are very useful. How can students access the different services and when does the access start?
So there's lots of different ways that students can access business school careers. Firstly is through the hub. There's a careers module that all students have to have access to, which is called the ICBS Careers Primer. And that's got some fantastic resources that we take students through step by step that everybody's expected to work through as a kind of early welcome to careers 101, if you want. Students can contact us via email at ibcareers@imperial.ac.uk. And we have a team of coordinators at our front desk who help with frontline queries. We welcome students to come and drop in to see us as soon as you're on campus or around. We are located and have our offices on the second floor of the Central Library on the South Kensington campus. And really the key way to engage with careers is through Simplicity. That's our careers platform that students will use throughout their time at Imperial College Business School. It's their gateway to all things careers. They can book their place at employer and recruitment events. Students can make appointments with career consultants. They can access our jobs board and also gain access to all our e-resources as well through Simplicity. So that's really a great tool.
Yeah, definitely. I got very familiar with Simplicity by or towards the end of the autumn term. just a note on the one-to-one appointments. It is unlimited to students, right? So there isn't a cap on how many students have access to throughout the semester.
No, exactly. There's no cap to how many appointments. Mm-hmm. Particularly during our very busy period, we try to ensure that we can see as many students as possible. And if, for example, students are requesting mock interviews, we'll prioritise the students who have an interview lined up to make sure that we're able to provide some just-in-time support. But absolutely, students are welcome to use us as much as they need to. to, though obviously we don't encourage people to keep coming back to have the same sessions over and over again. So if you've had your CV reviewed and it's got to a point where, you know, it's essentially been signed off by a careers consultant, it wouldn't be a good use to come back and have the same again. But absolutely, they could come back and then have a session to review their application forms, for example, to make sure that they're tailoring those to each individual company or industry that they might be applying for, and then making sure that they're having mock interviews and preparing for the rest of the process as they go through.
Yeah, so this is just to say that it's really good to tailor applications, and this is something that careers consultants help out with. So for different applications, students are encouraged to see you guys. So to incoming students listening, how can they get started on their career journey, and what is the career's onboarding process? You've already mentioned primer that they are encouraged to fill out. What else is there?
Yeah, absolutely. So we encourage students to start engaging with careers early, and students really need to complete the four steps to career success, which is really the onboarding process for careers. So they complete the Foundations for Career Success module online, which really equips students with the tools they need to identify their careers goals and to help students to achieve them. And there's a number of different activities that will help them to define their career motivations, for example, and their values, and help them to develop their career strategy and understand how to effectively market themselves. How are students branding themselves? It's not something that we all think about necessarily when we think about our careers.
Yeah, and that's really the first step of this whole process, understanding and knowing what your values or your strengths are and how you can apply that to different positions.
Absolutely.
So this is one of the really crucial steps, I think, in the process.
So the second step is for students to complete the Write Your CV module. This helps students to create a one-page CV using the business school template. That's important because we are then able to pull all the CVs to create CV books to send out to companies who are seeking students with particular skills, for example. It's important that students are using the same template so that it looks appropriate for us to send out, to pull and send out the CV book. So we'll show students how to, you know, appropriately display their educational work history in the best way and highlight their achievements and things like that to stand out to recruiters. Then the third step is for students to put their CV through VMOC, which is our CV enhancement platform that we use, which is a fantastic tool. And students will automatically receive a link to that once they complete the online CV module. Once they achieve the score required, then they'll be asked to upload their CV onto Simplicity, and then they'll gain full access to careers, and students will be able to then start making a one-to-one appointments and really benefiting from the whole range of services that and support that we provide.
Yeah, so in a way you have to earn your access to Simplicity by completing the CV, which can take some time, but it's really good to get that out of the way as early as possible in order to really perfect your CV and tailor it. So as I just mentioned, it's good to complete that early. Why is it important that students engage with the careers team as early as possible, often before coming to campus?
Yeah, we strongly recommend students to engage with us even before they start, so preferably over the summer. If people who are listening to this podcast and haven't started their program yet, if you haven't started with your careers modules, definitely get started. I think some students don't realise that some application deadlines are really early. So for example, they're even in September, particularly for things like the finance and consulting sectors. So we really want to support students to be able to hit the ground running, to really be as prepared as possible, to have a CV ready to go for when they're wanting to make those early applications, and also ready to meet employers and recruiters and network at a really early stage, because we have events running all the way through September, from early September.
Yes, some of the careers fairs are fairly early as well. Right.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so some of our careers fairs are, I think the earliest is mid-September. Mm-hmm. So we really want to make sure that students are ready to go out and be having conversations with recruiters that we're bringing on campus from an early stage. So the more that students have a sense of the different industry that they want to go in and the roles available within that and where their strengths are, the better those conversations are going to be for them.
Yeah, for sure.
So we strongly encourage people to do that. If they cover off some of the careers essentials at an early stage, they can spend September and October on some more kind of valuable practical support. So things like mock interviews, mock assessment centres, which are really helpful for students.
Yeah, for sure. It's a good way to practice really your skills. It's one thing to write a CV and a cover letter, but it's different to present yourself. So it's really good to go and have a one-on-one or a group session with the careers
team. Absolutely. I mean, the best way to learn is by doing. So by practicing it, people quickly learn to adapt their style based on the feedback. And then, of course, there are some students who, you know, don't really know what they want to do, and that's totally fine. But obviously, the earlier they start exploring their options and get a chance to take maybe a deep dive into some different industry sectors and the roles within them, the sooner they'll be able to start identifying which is the right career path for them and be able to start applying for roles as they become available. And some of the resources that we have, we talked about the different teams within careers. What we haven't touched on is the sector teams. So we have a number of different industry sectors that the team supports. So whether that's technology or healthcare or finance or consulting, we have groups of members in the team who work together both across the careers consulting and employer relations teams to really build up areas of knowledge and expertise of a particular industry sector. And they've created online resources, some online modules, but also some webinars, for example, to help students to explore the different trends within a particular industry, to help understand how that industry is structured and what some of the opportunities might be within it. So it's a great opportunity for students who are still exploring to really get a better sense of what might be a good fit for them.
Yeah, I think it's really important that you pointed that out, because I know from my experience, a lot of students in my cohort, including myself, weren't exactly sure what we wanted to do, but all of these events and resources allowed us to really explore. And maybe you change a month into it, and that's fine if you're not looking for milk run positions, but it really helps everyone, whether you're ready and you know what you want to do and what industry you want to go into, or whether you're just exploring. And also, one thing that I found a little overwhelming in the beginning is that the program started the first week and already all these deadlines were introduced to us, as well as this careers activities. And that's why I think it's really good to get the careers preparation sort of out of the way in September, October, because classes will get busier. The first few months are really your opportunity to use your time effectively and get ready. So I think we touched on a lot of important things, and we will sort of do a deep dive into it in different episodes. So watch out for those. And as Lisa said, you already have access to this. So go out and explore and use all the activities and resources available to you. Do you have any final word of advice to current students listening?
Yeah, absolutely. Always words of advice. So I think the key thing would be to really make sure you're taking advantage of that students are taking advantage of the range of different resources, activities and events that are taking place, both in the autumn term, but throughout the year. We have an amazing range of support and programme of delivery from careers. And so it's great for students to make sure that they're aware of what those are. And also, I think just to encourage students to really make the most of the opportunities across college more widely. There are so many different events and activities taking place. It's very hard to juggle and manage your time between the demands of your academic program with all the, you know, events and activities and actually writing applications and things as well. And I know that's a challenge for students, so it's important to manage your time well and prioritize. But there are some fantastic opportunities and events taking place, and I would encourage students to, you know, attend an event that may be is slightly outside of what they're initially thinking that they're interested in, because every year we see large numbers of students ending up really happy about the positions that they're getting offers for and the companies that they're going to work for, but they were not the things that they initially at the beginning of the academic year had thought that they wanted to do, but they'd learnt about it by attending events and presentations just out of interest, and ended up getting a fantastic offer out of it. So keeping an open mind and making the most of the opportunities early.
Yeah, there are a lot of events on campus, I would say, every day, sometimes more, multiple ones every day. Yeah. So it's really good to watch out. And some fill up really fast because they're really popular, but it's also... So register for those early on if you're interested, but it's also good to watch out for things that aren't naturally on your radar because, as you said, you are exposed to so many different companies throughout these events, so make a use of it. And get started early. So if you're listening, it's a good opportunity to get started. And I think that's a good way to close the episode. Thank you so much for coming on, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
Oh, pleasure. It's been lovely to talk to you. And I look forward to welcoming all our new students onto campus soon.
Yeah, they'll have a great time.